Track 9 and more news stories, and another one about the storm damage, where peer pressure builds with concerns for Landmark. Peer, spelt P-I-E-R. A fundraiser to help restore Tynmouth Pier after it was damaged by Storm Ingrid has already generated nearly £10,000, despite much criticism. The owners of Tynmouth Pier launched a GoFundMe page last Tuesday to raise cash to pay for urgent structural repairs after the end of the Victorian landmark was washed away by high seas on Friday, January the 23rd. However, the fundraiser has generated a social media backlash, with questions being raised over why the public should step in to help a privately owned business and how the money will be used. Speaking on behalf of the owners, Maddie Brenner pledged full transparency and said that invoices for work carried out would be published and photos of progress would be publicly available. Her comments came as Tynmouth Pier revealed the contents of a structural investigation carried out on Tuesday. As well as the loss of the end section, the pier also sustained damage to its external fire escapes and some water ingress to a strip of flooring inside the buildings. However, the pier structure underneath the buildings that house the arcade and the cafe were deemed to be safe, and the pier has been able to partially open. Tynmouth Pier hopes to bring in £250,000 from its GoFundMe page, although it does admit the cost of a total renovation could run into millions. We are incredibly grateful for the generosity shown so far and for the continued support from our community. It truly means more to us than we can put into words. When Tynmouth Grand Pier was built in 1865, it was 212 metres long. The current pier is somewhat shorter after a landing stage for pleasure steamers was removed in the 1960s. The seaward end of the pier, which has now been lost to the sea, previously housed the Castle Pavilion. However, that building was demolished in 1975 and a rebuilt deck became home to fairground rides and a go-kart track. A significant storm in February 2014 badly damaged the pier, resulting in the permanent closure of the end deck. The pier was closed for several weeks as repairs to the structure were undertaken. Maddie added that Tynmouth Pier would always be happy to engage in constructive discussion and answer genuine concerns. However, she noted that there was a large amount of inappropriate and disrespectful comments and requested that those comments on the pier's Facebook posts remain respectful and constructive. Despite pledging to be open, the owners of the pier have not yet responded to repeated requests for comment from the Mid Devon Advertiser.
Exminster Charity celebrates 40 years. The founder of an Exminster-based charity has unveiled a timeline to mark its 40th anniversary. Mary Nisbet, who founded award-winning West Bank Community Health and Care 40 years ago from her kitchen table, returned to the charity's Healthy Living Centre in Exminster to cut the ribbon on a wall-mounted timeline, celebrating the milestone anniversary and West Bank's achievements over the past four decades. Mary, who lives in Kenton, founded West Bank League of Friends, now known as West Bank Community Health and Care, in 1986. She realised that there was a need for more support in Exminster, Starcross and Kenton after attending a public meeting at a local GP surgery hosted by the primary care team. She set up the charity from her home to provide services that filled the gaps in health and social care provision. West Bank CEO Sarah Hicks and staff gave Mary a warm welcome when she returned to the Healthy Living Centre, which has undergone extensive refurbishment and improvement. Cutting a red ribbon to mark the official opening of the commemorative feature, the timeline, Mary said, "I'm delighted to be here to celebrate what West Bank has achieved over the past 40 years in serving this community and many others across the county. I think we can all be very proud, and I look forward to seeing it develop in the future." Westbank started with a handful of experienced trustees and 25 volunteers and has grown to offer a broad range of community-led services across Devon, responding to the needs of people in the community and prioritising preventative health care. Mary recalled, "I had seen a friend of my mum's who was terminally ill with cancer, dying at home with very little support. And I felt strongly that small acts of neighbourly support can make a big difference. Having a lift to the doctors, someone to collect your prescription, someone to keep you company or give your carer a break." One of the first people we looked after was the village postmistress who lived alone and was terminally ill. A rota of people helped care for her, and it was such a visible example of what volunteers could achieve. We also worked closely with statutory services. Securing sustainable funding was key to the charity's success. She added, "It was a privilege to work with Westbank because I met so many wonderful people, and it became an award-winning beacon charity, inspiring similar organisations the length and breadth of the country, gaining widespread recognition, including at ministerial level. We banged the drum for local communities, and 40 years on, we're still making a difference to people's lives." Last year, Westbank supported 38,000 people through its wide range of services, with the aim of helping them lead more fulfilled, happier, healthier lives and maintain their independence for as long as possible. Throughout the year, Westbank will be sharing 40 personal stories from service beneficiaries, volunteers, staff, trustees and partner organisations to showcase the difference Westbank has made to them, their families and their communities. Sarah said, "I'm delighted to welcome Mary home to Westbank to help us start our celebrations for our 40th anniversary year and reveal our wonderful new timeline."
School calls for Eco Project help. At Teignmouth Primary School is hoping locals can help it achieve its eco-friendly dreams and has launched a DIY SOS-style appeal for traders and businesses to contribute to a green roof project. Hazeldown Primary School achieved the highest level school's Green Flag Award last year for its efforts to improve sustainability and to promote environmental awareness. It is striving to achieve another coveted Eco School Distinction Level Green Flag again this year with an ambitious project to create a green roof to increase biodiversity. The school has been working closely with Kier Construction, Strijdhoek Bouwde and Progressive Systems to get the plans up and running. However, the school's Eco Committee is now asking the public's help to push the project forward. "We are looking for this to be a community project and to involve parents, local traders and businesses. Think Hazeldown does DIY SOS," said teacher and Eco Coordinator Catherine Whitford. "We specifically need help with demolition, scaffolding and carpentry, as well as donations of materials," she explained. Hazeldown is hoping to install the green roof over the Easter holidays to minimise disruptions to pupils. Last year, the school ran a range of projects, including a whole school No Electrics Day, upcycling old uniform to make cushion covers for the library, adding more plants to classrooms, sowing wildflower seeds, renovating hedgehog homes and bug hotels, and taking part in the Trail Recycled Art Project.